Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Thank you.
Feel like there's no competition in the draft. Wanna quit this and you come around, I'll knock you off a bit. No bank can ever take a grip for the next. I'm a back and back, make a dream back. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Put some brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. That's a new flavor.
Network. Tonight is the Get Down, hosted by yours truly, Van Meadows, aka Poetic, and I happen to be joined by my brother, that dude, that guy, the chocolate boy wonder, Mr. DSP himself, ladies and gentlemen, John Robinson, aka J Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Come on, man. You know what I do? I get to sit in the co-pilot seat on Little Friday to be with Van Meadows.
I'm
here,
man.
Brother. How you making out?
I am making out great. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday Eve. It's New Year's Eve Eve. And,
yes.
Bro. It is the Get Down Awards show tonight, baby.
The Get Down Awards show, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, you got to be prepared for what's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
You know, this is, for those of you that don't know, this is how we end the year. Because of all of you, this is how we end the year. Man, I'm so hyped.
I'm hype. I just hope they're hyped. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, we got a few surprises. We got some stuff for people. You know, we want to recognize all of you, the listeners, the spinners, the poets, the poetess. We want to recognize every single one of you for what this means, because this show is everything. And what a great way to end the year at the Get Down Award Show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're listening, call somebody and tell them to tune in. This is going to be a great show. I'm hyped and I'm animated. I can't think of anyone better to be in the house with than my brother, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
Wow, man, you're too kind, bro. You're too kind. Well, let me wipe my tears.
I be telling the truth.
Appreciate you, bro. Before we get all emotional, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, by all means, please press 1 to get down with us, to get in on the dopest show on Thursday nights, sponsored by Raw Links.
Hello. Come on.
Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
I got mine.
I got mine. I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine.
Yours.
Y'all need to get yours. I'm telling you. This Raw Links thing, this is a thing. This really is a thing. Y'all got to get up on this Raw Links. You know, before it sells out. And two, before it goes nuclear, and you got to make an appointment to get one.
That part.
So I'm just giving y'all the heads up. I'm just
that
giving
part.
You the heads up. Because when this goes nuclear, people are going to say, can I get Raw Links? And maybe it ain't going to be, you should have asked in 2022. You should have asked in 2022.
Definitely should have asked. Definitely should have asked. But let's give a huge shout out to not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he also happens to be the CEO of Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Listen, y'all. Listen. Hit that brother up.
Tell him.
Hey, brother, how can I be down? How can I be down? It's simple.
That part right there. Simple question.
You can be down by getting your hands on some Raw Links and asking him to get you some, or you can hit any one of the hosts here on Epiphany Radio up, and we can point you in the right direction to getting your own Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Get yours, man. Get yours. But.
Hey, y'all. But. Get yours. But. Tell them, man.
But. If you don't desire to get you a Raw Links, you can always just hit our brother up and say, hey, thank you for Epiphany Radio. Thank you for giving us this platform. Thank you for giving us a place to spit and be recognized. Thank you goes a long way, but it don't hurt to say.
Thank you goes such a long way.
Now,
you know, Van, in certain circles, thank you is a forgotten skill, you know?
It is.
And, you know, Mama always said, when you appreciate something someone's done for you, say thank you. Like saying hello.
Sir. Yes.
But right. I'll get off my platform. As you were saying,
okay,
brother, as you were saying.
It's okay, bro. It's okay. Because, you know, maybe you don't want to say it in your native tongue in the English language. Maybe you'd like to say it in another language. So how about I offer you a way to say it in the French? So come on, everybody. Come on.
Say it with me. Not me. I need you. You say it. Please.
Say it with me. Okay. So everyone. Merci. Beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
That means thank you
Merci.
A lot. Thank you a lot. Merci beaucoup. Thank you a lot.
Merci beaucoup.
Man, wise son, my brother.
Yes, sir. It's,
man, wait, hold on. Hold on, Jay. What? Hold on. What is? Oh, okay. Thank you. Why, son? I've just been handed a note.
Sir.
I've just been handed a note.
Go on.
And
go on.
The producers have said to me that you must spit poetry. You, sir, must do some poetry. That's what I've been handed, bro.
Vinny said he would let you go first, but I see Veronica, and I see what she's doing. All because I said I wouldn't go to have coffee with her. I got to start the show. No problem.
That's what was given, bro. Yes, sir. That's what was given.
Not a problem. Then let's start the show off. The last get down with your boy J-Rock, which means you're going to kick off the new year, man. You get to kick off the year with poetry. Let's get into this.
Me? You mean it? You really, really mean it? Me? Oh, it's just...
You get to kick off poetry.
Well, listen.
Okay, thank you.
You know, Van, I've been doing this Black Boudoir poetry.
I do.
It has taken a life unto itself. It has become a thing. Some people have asked me to continue. Some people have said they can't wait. But I have to let the listeners know I do more than just that Black romance.
Ooh.
I touch into other topics of conversation that affect the community. So if you don't mind, I'd like to start this conversation off with something that I call an uncomfortable conversation. If that's okay.
My brother. That's perfectly fine, man. Let me get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you. I'm the child birthed by wayward words who looked into the stars for the direction of hope. I am the run-on sentences in broken languages that slaves ran towards in the direction of freedom, dropping knowledge like fried hush puppies at yapping dogs trying to desperately return them to unfriendly plantations. I'm the dream of closed eyes, last breaths at the end of a hangman's loose under dying sycamore trees. I am the final tear of a tomorrow that never saw the sunrise, the final chapter to a bestseller that was never sold, about a story that was never told by elders that miss us, but who could read the hieroglyphics on patch blankets that pointed to the direction of freedom. I am the image in the mirror looking for an answer in between the lines that are folds of skin that have accepted old age, realizing that while I have more days behind me than in front of me, I can still make history because, damn it, that is the God inside of me. I am the ink that hasn't dried on a page turning stories of hope when hope was the one thing my ancestors didn't have enough of. I spit ancient incantations of incarnation from resuscitated pens, dripping ink from dead seas with the hopes of resurrecting sleeping giants. Because each piece is an undiscovered tente masterpiece of what if, wrapping its arms around the hopes of many and what they can possibly may bring. Because there are times that I don't want to recite what I write. Because sometimes I need y'all to just understand that shit still isn't right. And while we are under some kind of attack, I just want sometimes to be able to turn off the lights on the planet and make the whole damn world be pitch black. Because some of y'all still ain't ready or deserve this kind of light, because your comfort is in the dark, sort of like an unwanted fade. But just let me know and give you fair warning that if you're going to be around me, you better get some shades. J. Rob, the wise son, and I am a deeper shade of soul. Peace.
My brother. Yo, first of all, let me say this is a phenomenal piece of poetry. That conscious pen of J. Rob the Wise Son is amazing, and y'all hear it firsthand. But let me bring you back to parts of this piece that really resonated with me. And you said, because there are times that I don't want to recite what's right. Sometimes I need y'all to know shit still ain't right. While we are still under attack, some kind of an attack, I just want to turn off the damn lights of the planet and make the world pitch black, because some of y'all still ain't ready for or deserve this kind of light, because some of y'all's comfort is in the dark, bro. That's my lines right there. I dig this piece. Phenomenal Inc., bro. Phenomenal Inc.
You
the
Thank
man,
you, bro.
Bro.
I'm humbled, man, but
you the man,
I get a
bro.
Chance to share. I get a chance to share the microphone with the walking personification of Phenomenal. So if that's incredible, brother, I'm just as incredible as the brother that I stand next to. So salute to you. And
oh,
thank
man.
You
thank
for what
you,
we were
bro.
Able to do this year with this poetry. Thank you for this. But, hey, I'm not just going to be sapping this stuff up. Mm-mm. I know your pen, and your pen has been chomping at the bit. No, Vinny, I got this. Your pen has been chomping at the bit for this show. So if you do not mind, let me stand to the side and please take the microphone lead. And would you mind? Get on down.
Absolutely, my bro. It'd be my pleasure. This piece is called, before I get into the piece, I know some of you know that I just published an erotic poetry book. Some of you have heard different areas of my pen. But I have to remind you of the true form of my pen that I absolutely love the most. And that is romance. So if you don't mind, why, son, I'd like to do a piece called Please Touch Me. I just want to be touched like I matter. Your fingers making love to my skin so constantly my emotions scatter. Scatter in such a way I get pleased just by the thought of you. Trusting my instincts and my gut that the sincerity of your truth is really true. The absence of your presence reminds me of an abnormal distance. I just need to feel your lips pressed against mine. So I know everything in my reality is fine. Or even just a simple hug, filled with so much dedication, I just shrug. Shrug at the idea that you and I no longer share this connection. We no longer look into each other's eyes for our mirrored reflection, wondering why I just can't be touched like I matter to you or just someone. Someone that won't walk out on me because I'm their one. I'm their person they can't live without. To them, there's no doubt that I really am so into you. I'm so in love with you and all your flaws, too. I know it's true. I know you're something special. I wish I knew I was that for you, and it's crucial, so crucial that you know I just wished I mattered so much that there would be a loving purpose in your touch. I wish I could have one kiss just once more, a simple kiss from the mind of Poetic.
See, this time I be sitting back in the cut, and I'm like, Van just showing off again. Van be showing off again. This right here, bruh, this is that romance that I'm talking about. When I start that Black Boudoir series, this is the kind of romance I'm talking about from the voice of a black man, and this is what you did. When you told the ladies, I just need to feel your lips pressed against mine so you know that everything in my reality is fine, or even just a simple hug, filled with so much dedication, I just shrug at the idea that you and I no longer share this, you and I no longer share this connection. We no longer look into each other's eyes for our mirror reflection, wondering why I just can't be touched like I matter to you, or just so. That right there.
Appreciate you, bro.
That right there. That right there, bruh, that does it for me right there. Mm-hmm.
My brother. My mm-hmm. brother. You the man,
that
bro.
Does it for me right there.
I just get this. Thank you. I just get to sit next to a brother that rubs off on me. Y'all seen his Black Boudoir series, and he's starting to rub off on me, y'all. What can I say? So I appreciate you, good brother.
All day, bro. All day long. But, hey, you know, I got a stack of envelopes, and we got some poets, and I'm dying to know who's here to do what. Let's listen to their poetry, and let's hand out some awards, man. Let's hand out some awards. Let's get funky with it.
Hey, yeah, let's. I mean, after all, this is the Get Down Poetry Awards show hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. And we simply have one request. We got one request.
Mm-hmm.
We have an award that's called the Get Down People's Choice Award. People's Choice Award. We need you, the poets, the listening audience, the callers, chime in the event page, hit either one of us up in our inbox, and let us know your People's Choice Award, Get Down People's Choice Award. There can only be one. So please, help us sort out that award, and we will announce that award on the next show because that award is an important one. So the People's Choice Award.
Oh, absolutely.
People's Choice Award.
The World Links Golden Mike. Let them know. Tell them, man.
Rawlings Golden Mike.
It's the People's Choice.
It's the People's Choice Award. So y'all have to let us know. You listen, we could not be the ones to pick this because it is your choice. There can only be one. There cannot be a tie. There can only be one. If there's a tie, we'll have to figure out a tiebreaker later. But as of right now, that's what we need from y'all. So, my brother, are we ready to open up these mics? Are we ready for this award show? Are we ready to get down?
Chomping at the bit, I say yes for 200 points.
Not only, I'm sorry, Jay. How can we forget this, Jay? It's also open mic show. It's the open mic show.
Oh!
Did y'all think that we was going to forget that? It's the open mic show.
That's right.
So it's like completely
open mic.
Oh, man. All the other awards show couldn't script this perfectly if they tried. We got an awards show and we got open mic. Bruh, I am so ecstatic.
On the same platform.
I'm so ecstatic.
I'm hyped. I'm truly hyped.
Well, let's get to it, shall we? Shall we get to it?
Indeed we shall.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the mic first, to let loose what his pen has scribed, I give you Double A, Kingpin, Anthony Arnold. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. You brothers started already.
Good to hear you, big brother, and happy New Year to you. And since we're still in the season, happy Kwanzaa should you and your family celebrate.
Absolutely, my brother.
Same to the both of you.
We appreciate you, bro. And we had to get this party started right, Double A. We had to, bro. I mean, what's an award show without the host coming through and doing what we love to do? But see, the important part of that is we get to get our stuff done and get out the way so that we can enjoy what you all are going to bring to the mic tonight. And for me, that is my favorite part of this show. What about you, Jay?
Listen, I get a chance to put my microphone down, and I get to fan out as a fan listening to these dope poets do what they do, when they take precious time out of their days to bless us with their gifts,
yes.
Oh, I'm hyped.
Yes, sir.
I'm extremely hyped.
Yes, sir.
Extremely. I can't wait.
So, Kingpin.
Man, what better brother to start the show off?
Man, I was just about to say the same. Hey, man, stop taking my words, bro. I know you're reading the teleprompter, man, but stop taking my words.
Do
you see,
now,
you see on the teleprompter, it says Van. It says Van.
It says Van. My bad.
Behave. Behave.
I was animated. I apologize. I'm ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
My bad, King.
Sorry.
My bad.
I'm calm. I'm calm. Thank you, Kingpin, for reminding us.
Thank you, sir.
But my good brother, we're going to get out the way, and we're going to give you the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This is a brand new piece. I finished it just before the show started. A young lady named Joanne Mims helped me to this. And this will be the first time it's been spoken. Haven't even posted it yet. So it's a piece called The Weeping Time. In Savannah, Georgia, in 1859, an act took place so heinous it caused the heavens to cry. The Weeping Time. Over 2 days on the plantation of Pierce Mean Butler, 437 men, women, and children were sold to satisfy gambling debts. Advertised in newspapers all over, it was determined to be a sale unlike any other. The text of some of the advertisements were, "For sale, long cotton and rice Negroes, a gang of 440. Accustomed to the culture of rice and provisions, among them are a number of good mechanics and house servants, will be sold in the second and third day of March at Savannah by Jay Bryan." It was advertised and announced from the beginning that there would be no division of families. The two-day sale netted $303,850, the highest bid for a family, a mother and her five grown children, was $6,180. Prices for an individual range between $200 and $1,750. Today, two markers are all that's left of the largest slave sale in U.S. history. Just to settle some debts. A weeping time, indeed. And that's a piece.
Oh, buddy. Whoa.
Wow.
I'm sorry, this hits me in a particular way. This hits me in a particular way because my mother's family is from Savannah. And I heard this story as a kid every year when we went down there. Oh, man. You just gave me chills. Like, you literally get, oh, my God. I'm sorry for gushing. I'm sorry. Ooh, this was on, come on now. The Butler Plantation or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
His name was Pierce Mean Butler.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard this story. Ooh, man. Ooh. Man.
Okay.
Van Reynolds, please.
Yeah.
What
say you, sir? This was definitely a deep, heartfelt, gut-wrenching piece. And I want to thank you for sharing it on the Get Down first before you posted it. This definitely touched me in a different way as well. Wow. And I do believe that we have the envelope. I do believe that there's an envelope waiting.
I gotta open this damn thing. Excuse me. Wow. Hey, Van.
What's up, bro?
It says here, the best storyteller, the best poetic storyteller male goes to the brother Anthony Arnold.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Wow. That's dope.
Congratulations,
what a man.
Bro. Congratulations. Now,
congrats.
My brother, Anthony Arnold.
Yes, sir.
You are not getting away without taking a microphone, giving a speech. So go ahead, sir. Give your speech.
Give us something. That's so dope. Hey, Vinny, thank you for the envelope. Thank you.
I just do what I was called to do. There's a lot of things I miss, but there are people who look out for me. Like I said, Joanne passed this on to me, and I hadn't had a chance to look at it, but I looked at it when I got home, and it was appropriate because it had been raining here. And after I got into the story, to me, it was like it was appropriate. The weather was telling me what I had to do.
Wow.
So I jumped on it. I jumped on it as soon as I got home. And I was like, this would be a perfect piece to do tonight. You hear of things that you really can't believe sometimes, but it's right there in black and white.
Yeah.
And the stories that I tell, I put enough in it to maybe you may feel like you want to go and do your own research.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, brothers. I appreciate your platform. I appreciate you guys letting me come on and act the fool sometimes.
Anytime, bro.
Anytime. You keep me in band in check. So
yes,
anytime.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I just appreciate y'all, brothers, a lot.
It means a lot to us, man.
It means a lot
it
to
really
us,
does.
Man. Appreciate you, man. More than you know. More than you know.
That part.
Now, brother,
I gave you a quick tidbit that we don't tell a lot of people. We, Van, and please just give me 2 seconds, Van.
Go ahead.
Van and I have Van and I often discuss the show after the show, and we talk about what great poets you guys are. And there's some of y'all hit us with some poetry that me and Van talk about extensively. And King Penn, I can't front. You are often the topic of conversation between me and my brother, because we're talking from a fan's point of view. And then when we get a chance to listen to the playback, we dive in a little deeper, because, bro, you bring something to that table when you put your pen down and give us a glimpse of it. So thank you. Thank you from
Absolutely.
The bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
And I know I speak for them when I say thank you.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, good brother, there are some beautiful young ladies who want to escort you down to your seats, because ain't no dance floor tonight. It is a room full of poets sitting, looking their best, tuxedos, gowns. I see you. I see you. You coming up next. I see you. But, brother, going down to your seat, man, and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank
one
you.
Love, one love,
one mic. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. King Penn, the recipient of the Best Male Storyteller. The first award of the night. Oh, man, that's exciting. What a way to
open Come on, man.
What a way to open up the show. Hey, listen.
Agreed.
I told him that I saw him coming up on the platform. I knew he was getting ready. And dare I say, he looks very dapper this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, the next artist to grace the stage with us tonight, we have the music maestro himself, y'all. C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
What up, C-Double?
Mr. Oh, yeah. My pen is motivated, poetic, and Mr. Rap On Brothers to the sounds of yesterday. J. Rob, the wise son, I am doing well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Doing
Thank
great.
You
Thank
for
you
actually
for
coming
here.
Through, young brother. Thank yes. you.
Yes.
Congrats
Welcome.
To, and congrats to King Penn Anthony Arnold for the award. And I also want to thank... For real, the poet Douglas, for the platform. And I just want one thing from him. I want to hear him sing the Beretta theme song. And if he does not, I want to hear Poetic and J-Rob impersonate For Real, the poet Douglas doing the Beretta theme song. I will crack open a Colt 45 with my Billy B. Williams Jerry Curl. Because it works every time, and I'll be happy.
You
so
got
the
it,
part
bro.
Where he, the, you read the part where he says, "Don't go to bed with no price on your hand, no, no, don't do it."
Keep going.
Don't do the crime,
crime man.
Do the crime.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And you got to give it a second. Which it was like, ha! And keep your eye on the sparrow.
See, this is how you cap off 2022. I feel better now. Thank you so much. That's all I needed.
You know, J-Rod, you know we're in trouble. I can see it now. Years
it was nice working with you, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well.
Love it. Wise son, go ahead, bro.
My good brother C-Double.
Yes.
Welcome to the Get Down. Welcome to the Get Down Award Show. And since this is our way of thanking poets like yourself for a fantastic year of spoken word poetry, good brother, I'm not even going to hesitate with it. No, Vinny, not now. I'm just going to tell you, would you please, 2022, honor us with your microphone and your presence and get on down.
Thank you. Don't know why you were sounding like Dr. on Drumline. Welcome to ALNANT. Welcome to music. But I have this piece here called Award Tour. Thank you. But as you can see without binoculars, my intentions is to bring messages and not to be popular. I attack topics with topical adhesives that sticks off the dome. The renegade that devastates any candidate that wants to test my pen. Somebody better testify the evidence of the testosterone glowing from my testicles swinging from the mezzanine. I expose all the messiness festering from the hemisphere. I'm not Shakespeare or Hemingway or Gil Scott Heron doing James Brown's King Heroin. Addressing me would be a felony, as I'm compelled to be, wrecking the chemistry while you check out my melodies. Smell my feet as I take off my shoes to scent this peppermint. I saw this girl with yoga pants on. There's the camel toe. I decided to go incognito. That means I'm in camouflage. And if you ask them draws, because I'd rather bring metaphors and set the course when I met the force of epiphany when I get down, I've fallen and I can't get up. Instead of Med Alert, I called DJ Red Alert, who called Megan Good. She came over and I became Cousin Skeeter, and she made me a reverend after sexing me. That last line was fabricated for your vivid video imagination. Will slap Chris because the month of August smashed Jada. Poetic and J-Rob, this poem's a new addition, so hit me off with the crossfader as I erase Stacey Ladisaw out the perfect combination while giving Johnny Gill LASIK. Excuse me, came to wreck your midnight at the Oasis without sacrificing Kanye and Kyrie as I drop the mic and exit stage left. Here, tell these people something they don't know about me. Poem.
Yo. She's the finest thing I've ever seen. Looking like a natural queen. And I said, let's take you for a ride, babe.
Bro, this piece is amazing. Very, very creative, very driven metaphorically, bro. And then when you started scratching after you talked about DJ Red Alert and added Epiphany and the Get Down and me and J-Rob into the poem, bro.
Yeah, you just showing off at that point. You were just showing off at that point.
And then La Perla Negra said, he said, we'll smack Chris because the month of August smashed Jada. Bruh, come on, man.
Right there. That's the degree of creativity that I was like, wow.
That part.
Because I was like, yo, we'll smack Chris because August just ain't a good month for Jada. But I love what you did. So much for being in the summertime.
Come on.
Oh, man. I should have added that. Here it is, a groove slightly transformed.
Oh, man. This piece. Why, son? What,
sir.
Man. Can we get to the envelope, bro? Can we? Ooh, man. I'm dying to see.
Vinny?
I'm
I got
dying.
You. Vinny, stop playing. No, I'm not I'm not giving you her. Vinny, this is a live show. I can't give you her phone number. Stop. Give me the damn envelope. Thank you. What kind of glue are you guys using? Jesus Christ.
That is a lot of glue,
okay,
bro. Having some difficulties there.
My God, man. Did he like rip? Hey, man, check this out.
let me know, bro. Let me know.
Well, according to what Vinny handed me, the most creative poet male goes to your boy C-34.
Wow. Very, very well deserved. Amen. We couldn't handpick these ourselves, J-Rob. We couldn't handpick these ourselves. But
no.
But C-Double, congratulations,
yes,
on your award, sir. Let us get out of the way and let you have your moment for your speech, bro. Talk to the audience.
Well, this is my speech from Tennessee, and I am still thirsty, but I thank you. Thank you. 2022, it was a year of change, a year where I had to retire from 30 years of being on the plantation and had to retire my mind from being 30 years on the plantation. But I thank all the poets that I've worked with. I thank you, Poetic. I have J-Rob. There's so many I can thank, but I'm not going to go into the Stevie Wonder thing, so I'm going to do like Prince and say thank you.
Right on.
Right on, bro. Right on. My brother, appreciate you, man. We appreciate your gifts, your talent, and if you would please follow the ladies as they escort you back to your seat, man. And just continue enjoying the rest of the show, because I'm sure we got some
and
more live.
They better remember that I'm married, and I know my Chinese alias is Hung Lo, but y'all can't touch that, okay? I'm Hammer. I got my Hammer pants on. Ronald loves his freedom. Can't touch it.
That's it. My man.
That's all right.
All right.
So
bro,
I'm going one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother C-34 Music. Most creative male poet of the year. Man, I love it. I love it. J-Rob, how you feel about these awards so far, bro?
Listen, man, I'm in a different space and a different time. I'm good like gumdrops with little children giggling. This is, oh, man, this show's going to be hotter than a helicopter crashing in lava. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear the rest of these poets. Oh, my God. How are you feeling? Here's a question. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, bro. I'm excited, man. These poets are coming through. The awards is lit. Bro, it is just a high time right now, man, and I can't wait to see what's next.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Who else do we have coming up, sir?
Oh, man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have someone who is highly, highly regarded in the royal cabinet. I mean, highly regarded. And when I tell you he's not a knight, he's not a king. He is simply a sir. So you better put some respect on his name. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir? Sir Lawrence, are you muted?
Sir?
Sir Lawrence, are you muted? Muted. Uh-oh. He sounds like he's muted. He's muted. All right, we'll have to come back to Sir Lawrence.
No problem.
We'll have to come back to him. It's all right. We'll come back to him.
We'll come back. Hey, listen, he's family. We'll come back.
All right, in that case, we're going to move on. We're going to move on to our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere, from Los Angeles. Welcome to the Get Down Awards show, sir. How are you feeling, my good brother?
My gentlemen, blessings to both of you. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having this platform. I appreciate you two gentlemen.
Oh, man, we appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Man, I appreciate that.
And Happy New Year and Happy Kwanzaa to you, brother.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. I take the message received.
Ashe. Van Meadows, take it away.
My good brother. My good brother.
Yes, sir.
Tonight is also open mic night tonight. And may I say, before we get into that, man, you sent me an audio track. And, bro, I was trying to figure out if you were the newest member of the Wu-Tang Clan after listening to it. But we'll save that for another time. But my
yes,
brother,
sir. Yes, sir.
Me and a wise son are going to get out the way and let you do what you do and get on down.
Self-love is love under a pretense. If love is overrated like free speech, then what's love under attack when speaking from soul of two bird seeds that understood freedom is a broken lie? Love was and love is. November to remember is when they pay you not to enter the unknown, fly from the firing range, often raised inside a Birkenstock's rise. Kyrie and Kanye, you can see their stocks is plummeting on Wall Street. Just remember that. 90% of evil deeds confined in our intervention is an introvert between hate and selfishness without a hug from self-love or a mere mention of that thing we have learned from white European teachers and their white countertops, whose point of view is they're owning nothing about owning everything. Look at the white mummies they're still looking for. They're taking everything and making it white wash for the next 100 years. So when we die and be born again, we will understand and look up paper thin from heart and hurt lies, hurt locks, more from being cut with a pair of broken letters, paper thin to paper thick when words are networked for anti-Semitic corners, when the reality of its pretense and adversity, when I awoke or when I awaken. Maybe we should stand up to them for our Constitution is being paralyzed and polarized towards a different kind of governing communist review. Kanye and Kanye West, Kanye's daughter and Kyrie, and many others are trying to awaken the beast off the breastfeeding from all whores who's working underneath the bridge whenever atonement is present. Act those homeless that's living under those bridges. Love is overrated. This is from a theory of half a man who's 30 years up from a broken heart over a miscarriage when she slept into pity. Ask me again why love is not worthy when we all want love to be validated for what appears to be honor over common sense. Love was Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
My brother,
like
my brother, my brother. Listen, man.
There's some people that need to hear this. That didn't hear it. There's some people that need to hear this.
Hey, man, I think.
Go ahead, man. Give it to him.
Hey, man, I know what award I would give him, but I want to see what award was picked for him. I want to see if we're on the same page, because brother, this was an awesome piece of poetry, bro.
And I love what that,
you
brother.
I love what you did with the Kyrie Kanye. I love that whole thing that you put together throughout the piece. Yeah, phenomenal, bro. Wise son.
Hey, listen. Vinny just asked me, is that guy from New York? I was like, mind your business. Get on the stairs, man. Vinny from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He don't know. So I just gave him a head nod.
You tell Vinny my Social Security is 087. I take it from there.
See, Vinny, you don't understand that. So, yeah, you understand that. I'll talk to him after this show. But let me get to this real quick. Thank you for the envelope. No, I'll seriously, I'm going to tell you after the show. That's my man. That's my man, for real. Vinny, stop licking these things. I can't open this. God, man. No, seriously, stop licking me, man. You need to open it.
Yo, oh, what man. We got, Jay? What we got, Jay?
Yo, Conscious Thought Poet of the Year goes to Sincere from L.A.
My man.
Conscious Thought Poet Male, my man.
Congratulations, Frisky. Well deserved.
I'm humbled.
Hey, man, listen.
All right.
Check this out. We getting out of the way, man. Go ahead and, hey, man, deliver your speech to the masses, bro.
Well, I want to give Elohim the glory for allowing me to be here. I want to thank everybody who was paying attention to me, and I'm paying attention to you for giving me this platform. So I want every single one of you for influencing me and being my inspiration. So let's end the 22 with positivity and increase it in 23 for next year. Thank you so much for the award. I'm honored.
Ashe.
We're honored by you.
Yes, sir.
We are honored by you, and we're honored by having you. So thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One love, one mic.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, bro. One love, one mic. And please follow the ladies as they escort you to your seat, good brother.
Absolutely. I'm gonna bring in the 22 to the go-go swing. Let's make it happen.
My man, there it is.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, our go-go brother, West Coast Sincere from Los Angeles, on his way back to the seats. Man, you guys are doing y'all thing tonight. I mean, y'all doing a thing tonight. Tuned in. It is the Get Down Poetry Award Show. Hosted by yours truly, Poetic, and that dude, Mr. DSP, J-Rob, the wise son. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here if you're not already here. If you're here and you have not done so yet, please press 1.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Welcome back. Let's see if our brother Sir Lawrence is available. Sir Lawrence, are you here, good brother?
Indeed, sir.
My man, we
Who's
came
happy,
to you
sir?
Earlier, but you was too busy serving. The sir was serving.
The sir was serving.
Yeah.
The sir was being serving.
That
no
part.
Doubt, man.
But,
no doubt. Yes, sir. Always a pleasure,
well,
gentlemen. Always.
My pleasure's all ours, bro. Believe that. 100 grand. We're not talking about the candy bar for you gritty folks. Okay. All right. Yeah. Why, son, take it away, bro.
My good brother, first and foremost, welcome to the Get Down. Tonight is the Get Down Award Show. It's our way of thanking you and other poets for a fantastic year of spoken word poetry. We're going to cut with the semantics because you know how big of a fan my brother Van Meadows and I are when it comes to your work. My good brother, please, it's open mic night, so if you would mind, please, grabbing your microphone and get on down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I have a piece that sometimes you have to do that, you know. I ran across a line, and I had to interject that line into this piece, which caused the piece to have a new title because the old title didn't fit. And also, I think this piece now is what the piece was supposed to have been. So here we are. The proper noun. Within this sea of speaking suspicious, can we arrange what's misunderstood? Before he introduced you to his simple rhythmic instrument wrapped in meat, you didn't know what you had, nor knew her name. Always referring to her in third person singular. Let us overstand. She can make your whole body twitch. When she speaks through you, it's with a throaty pitch. I can float words making you switch and rock, trying to stifle her laughter. She be giving you chapter and verse to work her muscles on command, like grasping that little man until he chokes, even pushing him all the way out of the boat. But when it's time to cue the mic, we can go uptown, midtown, or pound town if we must, finding that cadence. As you say, she's talking to you now, like there was a need to translate. We start handing out sensation cards, naming each reaction we caused, igniting little skirmishes all along the way, timing a brief pause as we both can feel that tidal wave. As they come in rapid succession, how about we tip the hat every time we pull back, delivering mental pictures as we continue to explore her recesses. When you said you wanted more, was it true? Or you just needed something to do? You really should find out her name, because without the P, all you have is Wussy. Sir Lawrence.
Yeah.
Van, I want you to answer first.
Yeah. Hey, Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence. That's That's what you was doing when you was when we tried to cut you first, bro. You was serving for real. You was serving for real.
For real.
If that's what you was doing, bro, that's what you was doing, bro. Hey, I can dig it. I can dig it, man.
Hey.
Why, son? Talk to my man.
Then not only was he serving, but you know while the music is going on in the background, he leans in nice and close to old girl, whoever she is, and he says, you know, without the P, it's just ussy.
That right. That part.
That's my line.
That part. Ooh, my God.
That's my line.
Dang.
Love it.
That's your man's.
No truer words have been spoken.
But this, with the piano in the background, gave it a different kind of flair for me then. And I hope it gave a different flair to the judges too. That was really, really cool. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too, man. Go ahead and I really think that let's just get to the envelope, man. I don't even want to take no more. Get the envelope.
All right. No problem. Nope. Vinny, I swear to God, if this is hard to open, we're gonna have something to talk about when this is over. Swear before. You're a jackass. I'm just saying, no. I'm sorry. Should have said that loud. I hate you, man. Okay. I'm with the judges on this one. Hey, Van.
What we got, bro? What we got? Lay it on me.
Best romantic poet. Male goes to Sir Long.
Oh, man.
My man. You see what you did, man? You back there serving and stuff? Hey, man, listen. Go ahead, man. Give your acceptance speech, bro. Give your acceptance speech.
And please tell him about the Uzi.
Yeah, you know, I'm humbled and honored, and you know, it's some things bear facts, I accept this award, you know, with the utmost respect, and I got to tell you, you know, once again, I attribute everything. Especially the rekindling of my pen to platforms such as this, because my pen, the ink had stalled until I connected to this platform and platforms like it. And I want to say thank you.
My man.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm going to let y'all have a mic back in 1 minute. I just want to let y'all know that Frilla Poet has the best poetry CD out called Book of Chocolate. Go ahead and get you a copy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, he's the best. Go ahead.
But
forgive me.
He may
forgive
have
me.
That. But does he tell you what happened without the P? That's my shit for tonight.
Without the P, all you really have.
Hey man, you didn't have to ruin my Kanye moment, man. That was my Kanye moment. You had to ruin my Kanye moment, man.
I heard that.
I love it.
Sir Lawrence, my brother, we're going to let you go ahead, man. Follow these lovely young ladies as they escort you back to your seat, man. Because I don't know if you can see what we see from where we standing, but, man, they some fine and some handsome poets dressed in their dapper Dan sitting out there in the audience.
Man.
Bro, man, listen, y'all are so beautiful, man. But go ahead and get back over there, man, and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, can y'all give it up for Sir Lawrence one more time?
Thank you. Thank you.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love.
Oh, man. Man, this ceremony show, man, is shaping up great, J-Rob. Man, I'm loving it, man. Ooh, man.
If we could just get, you know, Vinny to stop with the damn glue, we'll be fine.
Hey, man, that's what happens, man. You know, Vinny said that he was coming back with a vengeance. You know, he also got a pink slip from For Real, but you see, he showed up the next day. Vinny said, man, the heck with
he
that.
He was here.
I don't care what For Real say. I'm here.
I give him credit. He took care of all the envelopes yesterday, so I think he just used crazy glue. What the heck?
Yeah. He said he wasn't
looking. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Vinny.
Yeah. I don't know what Vinny is thinking, man. But let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, this here happens to be one of the Get Down staple poetesses. You want to know who I'm talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, sexy chocolate over there in the corner?
When you say, hey, sexy, I was like, okay, well, I know I'm good looking, so who's she talking about?
This guy.
Y'all are a mess, man.
I
love y'all.
I'm just saying.
Look, you the sexy dark chocolate, and Van is the beautiful brown butter. I love being over here.
Say that slow, baby. And she lay here that back. Say that slow, baby.
Brown butter.
Beautiful dark chocolate and that gorgeous brown butter.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Gangsta Paradise, baby. There you go. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Gangsta Paradise. There you go. There you go. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Van Meadows, would you mind having that conversation with
yeah.
Thank you so much. Recognizing with the chocolate and the chocolate boy wonder, baby. The chocolate and the chocolate boy wonder. Here you go.
You got a little caught up. Miss Lips.
Yes.
Welcome to the Get Down Poetry Awards ceremony.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. But now it's your time to shine on a stage in front of all of these beautiful poets, all of this beautiful audience, who are just listening. Are you ready to get on down?
I certainly am.
Go ahead and get on down.
So you guys challenge me. Everybody knows that I do the erotic poetry, but you challenge me to try my pen at different things. So this piece tonight is speaking to my personal self. The voices of oppression, each speaking in another deafening tone, all sounding like the family that thought that I had nothing to say. They torture my thoughts daily. How can I escape from the demons that travel within? They watch my every move and criticize my every choice, demonize my desires. Beautiful liars that beat back the good in me and the soul-satisfying desires of being who I am. Mind-numbing substances work for temporary relief, but they return with a vengeance once the alcohol wears off. But I am learning to wield the scalpel of my freedom to excise them one by one so that I can live emotionally and fully cancer-free. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Wow. Wow. I like this. I have a question before Vinny hands me another envelope with all that glue on it.
Okay.
you really paid attention to me, and then we asked you to pull your pen. What brought this piece to life?
If
you can just give me a quick scenario.
What brought it to life is that stepping away, moving away from everything that I knew on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and away from the people that I had known in even in Virginia, and moving into a space where it's just me and I get to be who I am without judgment, and being able to speak my truth without having to be concerned about what others might say, or having those demons from my family step forward that always talk me down. And also,
like
you guys have pushed me. You guys have pushed me to so much more.
That's J-Rob. I just do what he tell me to do. I just do what he tell me to do. He say do it. I say okay. I don't ask questions.
He beat me to it. Because y'all don't get to see those days that we walk into the studio and Van grab me by the throat and be like, let me tell you, tonight, this is what you're going to do. And I'm like Eddie Murphy, and I'm like, it was the Dukes. I do what he tells me.
Somehow I think that nobody could tell either of you what to do when y'all decide to.
I'm telling you, and fans got big hands. They run my throat. And I'm like, that's a different story.
Don't believe him.
Anyway,
he told me what to do.
Anyway, Ben,
he told me what to do, and I just said okay tonight. I said okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying. In any event, Ben, what did you think of the piece?
Hey, man, I thought it was beautiful, man. I enjoyed it. I'm curious to hear the award because she definitely stretched her pen, as we often, inspire the poets to do. So, brilliant piece of
Indeed.
Poetry. I love what you did with it.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, we do have ladies to hand us the envelopes, but Vinny was insistent because he's been, doing the lights and doing all the other stuff for us. So we figure it's the end of the year. We're going to give Vinny a lot more time to, help out with me and Van. He don't want the ladies to do it. He just wants to look. I said, all right. I asked Van, and Van was like, listen, if you dig it, I dig it. So let's give Vinny something to do. So that's why. And he had one job, and he put glue all over it. That's right. I told on you, Vinny. So Van. So anyway, let's take a look at what this. Good God, Van. You don't cut his pay.
He said you said to give him a raise. I wish you make up your mind.
Okay. Yo, Van. Hold on.
What we got?
Now, I was thinking something else, but the judges win. I was thinking something else. So, ladies and gentlemen, best storyteller female goes to Miss Lips.
Ooh, yeah.
Yay.
The judges
I'm honored.
The judges are undefeated. They're undefeated. Man, what an
award.
Which
Vinny was.
What an award. So,
I am so honored.
Congratulations, Miss Lips. If you would
Thank
please.
Thank you so much.
Step to the podium and deliver your acceptance speech for the masses.
I am so amazingly honored for such an award. I do love to tell a story, and it is an honor for you to hear my stories and to enjoy them. And I appreciate all of you for having me here, and I thank God for giving me you guys.
Nice. See, Van, she's good people.
She is.
That's right.
She's great people. She's great people. I love it. Well, Miss Lips, if you don't mind.
Yes.
The ladies will escort you down to your seats because you make up this beautiful audience of poets and listeners and artists for the evening. So we need you to go back to your location and continue to adorn the audience with your presence so we can stand up here and look out and see all that beautifulness. So if you will, if you don't
absolutely
mind, thank you
absolutely
so much.
I love you guys. One love, one mic.
We love you more.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's thank you. Thank you. Right here. Thank you. That is Miss Lips.
Just kiss Blunkist.
It's okay. No, that was for me. That was for me. Just it's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
Man, what a show, man. Jay, these awards are hot, bro. Who comes up with these awards, man? Can we be a part of that panel?
I want to be a part of the panel, but I don't know who's in charge. Mm. They just told me when I walked into the studio, stand here, don't argue with Van. They knew that part wasn't going to happen, and just do what we told you to do. I don't know what they said to Vinny, but he said, I'm working with you guys tonight. And here we are. Here we are.
It sounds good. It's all right. I do want to say, ladies and gentlemen, please do not forget the Raw Links Golden Mic People's Choice Award. Please don't forget that. That is the award that is awarded to one poet chosen by you, the listening audience, the poets, everyone within the sound of my voice. Please go out to the event page, cast your vote, or you can hit J-Rob or myself in our inboxes to let us know who you believe is the Raw Links Golden Mic Award Poet of the Year. Who is that person for you? If you know anything about Raw Links, you will understand some of the parameters, like healing, right? What's one of the other parameters, Jay? I know healing is one of the parameters. What was one of the other parameters?
Gorgeous. Beautiful.
Oh, shucks.
Think of all the parameters that surround good poetry. That's what Raw Link exemplifies.
Yeah. So, you have an opportunity to be the reason that someone becomes the first ever Raw Link Golden Mic Award winner. People's Choice.
And please, there's something else, man, that we neglected to say. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, hit Van and myself in the inboxes with your email addresses so that we can email you your certificates. I will post them, but I want to make sure to send them to you directly so that you know this is not a game. We really are sending you a certificate to say that this is what you have won. And we want to say thank you. And the certificate has our signatures on it, our names. It has the Get Down logo of me and Van. Please send us your email addresses so that we can thank you properly. It is most deserving of you and humbling for us to be able to say thank you with this gesture of kindness complimenting your gesture of poetry. Thank you.
Now, I just got a message in my inbox, Jay. I have to put this out there. Please don't be selfish and vote for yourself. No, don't vote for yourself.
Oh, J-Rob, and Van, they can't vote for me and you either. Yes, sir.
J-Rob, can you throw out all those votes that I put in for me? Just throw them out. Just don't tell them. Don't tell them. Just,
I said that when I first got here because they weren't even in the envelope. He just said, Van. There was 300 of you things that said Van Metal. One of them said pretty light-skinned guy. Another one said the bald-headed guy with the hazel eyes. I was like, $20-something. No.
Cool.
The other one said the guy, I vote for the guy in the picture next to J-Rob. I'm like, really? next to J-Rob? That's what that's what we doing?
LSP
strikes again, I think.
LSP strikes again. Coming from Mr. DSP. All right. Okay, my brother, are we ready to continue on with this amazing award show, my brother?
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Next up on the mic, we have our good brother, BMF. Jay Walk is in the building. What's good, bro?
What's going on, family?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling,
big
man?
Big bro.
What's going on?
Everything, bro. Everything.
If y'all don't know who has come to the microphone, let me give y'all a glimpse. Visit this brother's page on Facebook and you will understand why sometimes I am forced to put my pen down and we get into an argument saying, how come we don't write like that?
Yep.
This is our brother, a very,
yep,
very good friend of ours, Brother Jay Walk. This cat is something different, y'all. But
you better believe it.
Hey man, hey, I feel the same way about you guys, man. When I see stuff that you guys write, I'm in awe, man. I'm constantly like, damn, how do you guys keep evolving? How do you keep everything so fresh to where it didn't sound like the last piece that you wrote, that didn't sound like the 100 piece that you wrote, that didn't sound like the 1,000 piece that you wrote. Every piece is its own individual entity, if I must say so myself.
Appreciate that, bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Van, would you please say
But if I'm going to be honest, Jay Walk, if I'm going to be honest, bro, usually my pieces always sound so good, always so fresh, because J-Rod writes them for me. Real talk. It's the truth.
You know, I will believe you, but everybody knows J-Rod ain't did nothing.
That's good point.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Good
Vinny.
Point.
Did you hear it? Vinny, I told you I don't be doing nothing. Thank you. Thank you.
Good point.
I will believe you, but the fact that he don't do nothing, so I can't call you on that one.
Good point. Dang it. I forgot about that one little nugget. That one little nugget.
Yeah.
And then I go into his page and I see this Black Bourgeois series laced with these hard hitting, soft, sexy lyrics accompanied by some dope R&B track and But he ain't do nothing.
Oh yeah, he definitely did something. You know, that was a little sarcasm I was throwing out there, but he know what he doing, and then try to act like he did
what he doing, bro. Exactly.
It don't count.
Okay.
My mother heard you say it, and so did Vinny. They heard you because I tried to tell them I would be doing nothing, and you confirmed it. So now we're good.
You know what, Van, let's put it like this. I tell you what, Van. Hell,
what's
even
up,
even a, the nine pieces of eight, man, J-Rob wrote them too. He did it. It's all
him. I knew it.
I'm going to hang up on both of you.
Thank you for confirming. Thank you for confirming. Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew it, man. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I appreciate it. I appreciate you letting me put my name on it, J-Rob, man. You know, it's done wonders for my image, you know. I do appreciate it, man.
My brother.
I'm not friends with y'all for the next 10 seconds.
All right. You know, but when that 11 seconds hit, we're going to be talking again.
Let him know, bro.
Who's up?
Let him know, bro. But check this out.
What you got?
Tonight, man, we are in the award show, man. And you get to spit whatever you want tonight, man. So listen, we're going to get out the way. and let you go ahead and get on down.
Let's do this, man. Let's bring a little drama to the award show. Let's do that. Hello. I know I'm the last person that you want to hear from. On so many levels, I was wrong. I know it's been a while since we've been together, but I heard that you got a new friend. I didn't believe it until I saw it for myself this past weekend. I mean, is it serious? Is he just a friend, or is he your man? I ain't hating, I mean, but, hey, he's corny. Let's face it, he ain't me. See, seeing you smile, you know, I can't believe that you replaced me. And the things that it just upsets me. You know, just this whole thought of you being with someone else just upsets me. I mean, and to see you smile, it makes my heart melt. It does. To know that some mistakes that I dropped in your heart, you know, I wish I could take them back. I wish I didn't cause your heart to break. See, all the lying and cheating and leaving you breathless and defeated, blinded by selfishness, I couldn't even see my demons. You know, hey, I tell you what, I lie so good sometimes I started believing them. Not holding a steady job, dropping you off in your car at work, I took it too far because I was going to see other women in your car. I mean, wait, what you mean, boy, bye, and that I will never change? But wait, please let me explain. Hello? Hello? Damn. She hung up. And that's that piece.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo. Yo. Yo says she hung up. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Bro.
She didn't want to hear me explain no more, man. I tried to plead my case.
Hey, man, this was dope, man. I really enjoyed this piece, man. Man, I enjoyed this piece. You went so many directions with it, man, but this was fire right here, J-Walk. This was fire right here, bro. Why, man, son?
Appreciate it.
I have two questions before Vinny gives me this sticky-ass envelope. There's a piece of this that sounded like you freestyled it to me. And I just wanted, was I in the right area?
You know what? It was some parts in there where, you know, every piece was never complete. So some pieces I threw in that, you know, I'm going to have to go in and add that, you know, that seemed like it was fitting to this piece.
Second question. Tell everybody where you're from, brother. Cause see, I'm a New Yorker, so everyone sounds like they have an accent to me.
You know what? I'm from Dallas, Texas, so I do have an accent.
See, even though you're from Dallas, you still my man. You still my man.
I didn't say I was a Cowboys fan. I said I'm from Dallas. Those are two different things. A lot of people say Dallas. But you did. I know where you were going with it. You know, what gave it away was, even though you're from Dallas, you still my man.
Right, right.
That little piece, even though.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Well, I caught that little piece, you know. It's always going to be, you know what? Talking to J-Rob, man, it's like he cooking something. He cooking something. He's going to always have some ingredients. But you best believe he's going to throw some BS in that pot. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to listen to the ingredients. And you got to listen to the BS that he's about to throw in there. Because you know it's coming. And he's just throwing in there like it's paprika or something. You know what I mean? He's just throwing in like it's basil or paprika or something. Like, yeah, he going to throw this BS right off.
That wasn't even me, man. That was Vinny. I swear to God. I ain't snitching. I'm just telling what happened. That was not even me.
I know. You ain't being nothing.
I mean, nope.
Man, I'm trying not to laugh. I really enjoyed his piece. When he caught me with the whole, she hung up on me.
Like, man, you okay? Hey, man, we've all been there where we stepped left when we should have been going right, and you know,
we
lost a good woman. We lost a good woman, and we tried to explain ourselves and we tried to plead our case, but you know, it was too late. It was too late.
Yeah,
that's what it was. You know.
Yeah, been there.
So.
Been there.
Yeah. So.
Listen, let me. This always happens, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't mind me, but when me, Jay Walker, and Van get to talk, it's this kind of thing happens. But come on, shut up, Vinny. Give me the damn envelope. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean damn, Vinny. I just made me the envelope. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, he meant it. Don't. He meant it.
Yeah, Vinny. He meant it, Vinny.
We're going to talk after the show. This is a lot. I swear. I'm going to glue your hands together. This is a glue.
There you go.
What do you get?
Okay.
What's the award? What's the award?
Oh, best poetic voice male goes to Jay Walker.
Wow. Wow. Look at here, bro. Hey man, listen. We don't want to take away from your shine, man. So, go ahead, man. Let you deliver your acceptance speech, my brother.
Hey man, I humbly accept this award, man. Just for all the wordsmiths that's out there that came before me and those that's after me and those that stand beside me in this way of words, in this life of words that we try to convey and tell our story. So I say thank you, and, you know, hey, I appreciate it.
My man.
And if I could please say something in all seriousness, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
Those nine pieces of eight, first of all, the title itself is incredible. And I just dug where you took your poetry when you put this together. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm sitting here and it came on my timeline at another joint camp and I was like, he doing bonus poetry? Bro, I can't front. This is dope. I genuinely enjoy what you have been doing with these nine pieces of eight plus the bonus. It's really,
you know what,
a treat to be able to read some good pieces from brothers expressing themselves. So thank you for this. From
the bonus pieces, man. I thought I was done, you know, but those bonus pieces came out, and it's funny that title actually, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Pirates of the Caribbean. That title actually comes from that. And so, so the meaning of it, you know, when they had to go and do what they had to do, they didn't have gold, they didn't have treasure, so it was nine lords, and they gave whatever they had. So the nine pieces of eight came from that. So when you talking to a female, a lot of times, man, a female will be with you when you don't have nothing. And you don't have nothing.
If she loves you and believes
in you. All you have is you, and all you have is your words. So the nine pieces of eight is me giving her nothing but me and giving her my words because I don't got nothing else.
Nice. I love that.
See, Van, I couldn't, I ain't that creative. I just said I wanted to bring back a little bit of romance, and He dived into the whole. I ain't talking to y'all. I'm gonna take Vinny to lunch. We're gonna have coffee and talk crap about the both of you. I ain't talking to y'all.
You know what? That's how we expect it. We ain't joking. We know you're doing it. You know, we love you anyway. It is what
absolutely.
It is.
Without question, man. And
well, y'all
are
stuck with me, so
stuck with it.
Love is love.
You know, you stuck with us, so, you know, it is what it
facts.
Is.
Facts. Facts on top of facts.
Yeah.
You know it.
You know, so, I mean, hey, let's just continue, man, to continue with this magic, man. I mean, because we own to something, you know. And the, whatever
salute
that is,
you,
man,
King.
We own to it. We
absolutely.
Own to it. Hey, man, one love, one mic. I know I got people lined up.
One love,
up.
One mic.
Continue
well, bro,
a great show.
Get on out there. Follow the ladies. They're escorting you back to your seat. My brother, and stick around and enjoy the remainder of the reward show. Our good
hey,
brother.
We'll do,
my
man.
Good
yeah.
brother. Jay Walker. Peace. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Hey.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. What a dynamic
look,
artist.
If I'm be completely fanned out, I am a diehard fan for all these cats that have come through. Like, I literally love what I read when I see these brothers do their thing. You know, thought-provoking, socio-political, romanticism. It's all. This is why I love spoken word poetry the way I do. And these brothers and sisters who have graced us with their presence, who are being so graciously honored on our show, I'm just a fan, and I hope the listening audience gets to see what I see. So if you tag, if you're onto the event page, please tag these brothers and sisters and listen to their work or view their work. You are going to be amazed as Van and I am with the poetry that they put together. Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But brother, we're going to keep this award show going, man. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one half host of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. We have Gina Storm. Welcome to the Get Down Poetry Award Show. How are you? Are you muted?
Happy Thursday. I'm happy to be here. I was on mute. You know I was.
good. Happy Thursday. We're glad you're here. How are you?
Hi.
I'm happy
to be
here.
Gina.
Hey, y'all. Look, this is so crazy because I've been sick like between 7 and 10 days. I wasn't keeping track, but I knew it was bad. And I lost my voice completely. And my mother says the only thing I was mad about was that I couldn't talk.
That's funny.
It wasn't the sore throat. It wasn't the cough. Nothing else. The only thing that messed me up was I need to be able to talk, and I couldn't. Yeah, so I got my voice back.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, Miss Gina.
Yes.
First and foremost, thank you for everything that you do in the name of poetry.
Oh.
Secondly, tonight, is you know what we do at the end of the month? This is Freestyle Thursday, but especially
yeah.
for tonight, it's the Get Down Awards show. And it's always thanking you and other poets for a fantastic year of spoken word poetry. So if you don't mind, Van Meadows and I are going to take 2 steps to the right, and we would love for you to get on, to get on down.
Oh, snap. Ooh, you know I'm here for it. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go. I got to go into the back cave, a.k.a. the bathroom, because I'm at the mom's house. And I can still hear it.
Lord. Lord.
Right.
Lord.
Look at say less.
She can change into that bat suit. Hey.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm ready. I'm telling this one, last call. I've been sitting here on this stool with my coat behind me, covering my purse, phone in hand. I've been bellied up to this bar for 3 hours so far, and all I can say is I've been people watching for a while, drinking myself in or out of depression, not sure which, I wonder, is it a distraction? Will whiskey give me satisfaction? See, my head is swimming in a drunken spiral, and I feel like a coward, victim, a loser, wallowing in grief, searching for relief, picking up my phone, listening to nothing, praying for a dial tone. Like I was on a house phone, the landline back in the day, click on a number, knowing that it won't be answered. See, my emotions are currently haphazard. I push the urge to cry downward, breathing haggard. I simply want to call him. I want him to answer, to tell me that I'm beautiful, even when I feel ugly, to wipe these tears that plague me. So I get down on my black ashy knees and I pray. I wish and I hope and I need to have that one last call today. You know how I'm feeling, y'all? In peace.
Wow. 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 Wow.
No, no, you first, man.
I'm still wowing. Can I get my wows out? Man, this
finish
guy
with your wows. I'm just saying.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Saying.
Thank you.
I'm just
wow.
saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow. No, but in all seriousness, I enjoyed this freestyle, Jaina, last call. You know, when you transformed in the back cave, we had no idea what you were going to bring, but we just knew it was going to be a phenomenal freestyle. And that's what you do. You delivered. You know, all the bad guys are shaking in their boots because they heard you do this. So, phenomenal. Thank you. Why, son?
Thank you, baby.
Jaina, what I enjoy, when you do yours, I enjoy the dexterity of your poetry. Regardless, winter, spring, summer, fall, you come through with some really creative work that I truly do appreciate, because I never know where you're taking it. And it's like watching a plane take off and just catch wind and shoot. And it's wonderful to watch and it's beautiful to listen to, and I enjoy what you do when you do this kind of work. So I want to say thank you.
Oh.
Now,
thank you.
If you don't mind, and please excuse, you know, my envelopes, because Vinny done put glue on all of these things. I'm not going to curse him out. We're just going to have a long conversation after the show and recap. But if you don't mind. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Vinny. To your face. But I got Gina. What? What? I got Gina on the... Gina's on the... Stop. Stop. We'll talk in a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy here. Excuse me. God. You gotta get somebody younger.
Yeah, yeah. I had a birthday last Friday, so I'm already knowing.
Well, Sagittarius birthday queen.
Oh yeah. I'm not getting older, I'm getting better.
Sagittarius birthday. Yes, you are like good wine. Not great.
My birthday's on the 23rd. I didn't make Sagittarius,
oh,
so I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Let me back that up, because my daddy's birthday is the 24th. So yes,
I'm the
Lady
23rd.
Capricorn. Lady Capricorn.
That. Why are y'all so cold-hearted? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Fuck your feelings.
See, exactly.
That part.
You gotta let them know. You gotta let them know.
But in that same vein, allow me to say this. The judges have rendered for 2022 on a Get Down, the best freestyle female poet will be going to Miss Jaina Storm.
Naturally.
Congratulations.
No.
So it's just me. So me against me, of course I win, but thank you.
Hey, absolutely. Let them know. Let them know.
Actually, it's not just you, beloved.
Okay.
There's a couple of sisters that run through here with the freestyle. However, if I could be biased, you're kind of better at it than some of the other sisters that come through.
Well, here's
not that
thing.
Your poetry's not good.
I have a lot of practice. I do it regularly,
kind of better
and they
at
might
it.
Do it occasionally. So this is what I'll give them. I salute anyone who trusts the process and gives us poetry without a net, because that's what I call a freestyle. So even if they haven't been doing it as long as I have, as long as they're doing it, one day they will be me. So I want to set the bar.
One day they will be me.
Oh, yeah. That's
you can expect her one day to walk in and be like, listen,
yeah,
the crown looks wrong on your head. I want you.
With all humility. Love you, mean it. But I won.
Well, this is now, listen, you do have the opportunity to deliver your freestyle. I mean, not your freestyle, but your acceptance speech. Now, if you give it in a freestyle, that's all up to you. But this is your moment to accept
for my
your
acceptance
award.
Speech?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, then I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank all the callers and all the poets, everyone who came on before me and everyone who will come on after me. I understand and have to agree that there can only be one me. I am like the Neo of this group. I'm also like the Highlander. There can only be one. And I simply want you to understand that if anybody's going to get the job done, then I am here for it every single time, y'all. I'm not pretending to, nor am I auditioning for the role. No, I know I got it in the bag. So if you're trying to do what I'm doing, I hope that you have done your homework, because I will not be stagnant. There's no lag. I'm going to come straight off the starter's block, and I'm going to run for the finish line. So if you're trying to freestyle on a mic like I do, you better nail it every time. I'm Tina Storm. Thank you for nominating me and for this win, because I'm going to do it over and over again.
I know that's right. Now, if you don't mind, moving on down to the audience, follow the young, lovely young ladies as they escort you back to your seat. And you look beautiful in your gown this evening. So stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, and happy holidays to you, beloved.
Thank you, my brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tina Storm. Are we ready to keep this party going, bro? Are we ready? Are we ready? Before we
I'm
do
ready.
That, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately 1 minute to dial in 319-527-6300 to press 1 to get on the mic and to get down. If you're listening online, because you will be cut off and you will not be able to get in or hear the remainder of the show. But if you're already here, good job. You made it. The dial-in number, again, 319-527-6300. Now, why, son? Let's keep the party going, bro. Let's see who we got next up on the mic here. Area code 321, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, 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 and hello. I have two gentlemen this evening. This is Delilah Loomis on the mic this evening.
Hey, Lady Delilah.
Well,
how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Don't say it like that, babe. Don't you ain't got to answer him as Delilah when you talk like that.
What I do?
And ultra friendly.
What I do?
Yeah, it's friendly.
You sounded extra sexy, man. I heard that. He's like, well, hello.
Really?
Well, hello.
Really?
That's what you thought?
And how were you?
Oh. Lady Delilah, do you
really? I could be jealous if I want to. Don't take that from me. I could be jealous.
Well, it's not my fault.
I'm hugging both of you guys right now. Seems like we both need a kiss and hug.
I love where your head is at. I love where your head is at.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Like the deepest hug, you guys.
Yes.
So I'm here too. heal. What I do is I heal through my energy, and to heal it. My energy is love, and it's peace, and it's kindness. You know, and it's something that's contagious, and I try to spread it around. But what I have to share tonight is a couple of poems, that's what this is about tonight. So I'm going to kind of stay in there. I do a little bit of everything. So you guys, if you're interested in Delilah blueness, I chop off the hairs of the negativity, and I just take away the blueness and make you feel better.
Ooh, I love that.
How do you like that?
I love that.
Yeah.
Jay, she says she chops off the heads of negativity. Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And I travel and I do art therapy. It's actually an art therapy class where you go there and you just dump all of your negative emotion, anything that you got going on, dump it out. And I give you like a class. It's like 5 to 15 minutes basically for me to go through it. And it gives you a mental reset. And then you create something. Everybody creates something different. But it just helps you to just, like, turn all your negative emotions into a positive form of artwork through, you know, through those emotions. It comes into something. It turns into something amazing. Everybody that does it, I'm just completely just astounded. I've had children, just in short, before I start my poems, that were abused, that aren't abused now because of this. And it's really amazing. Because before, she's popping them in the head, and you ain't nothing, to, oh, my head, So, okay, we're going to go with that. Okay, so, my first poem is, are you guys ready?
Yes, we
are.
Are
you guys ready? I know I'm a lot. I know I'm a lot. Okay, so
yes.
My first poem is when this guy, when I was young, I wasn't ready to have any relations. So, I wasn't ready, and I went over to his house because he wasn't answering the phone. My parents said, never look in the boy's window. And I was like, I'm looking in the window because I really like this guy because he wasn't answering the phone and he wasn't answering the door. And I looked under in the window, bang, he's on the floor, banging her, getting on. So I run home. This is my first time I ever did poetry. I always had it in my heart. And this was back in the day when you had the answering machine. So I said this. You cheated on me, and it's a shame. I saw you through the window pane, caressing her like a horse's mane, telling her you love her just to lay her out. I know your game, but you are all about. And then the next day, you smile on my face. That's not an act of the human race. I thought it was love, my thoughts were thinking. Because of you, my lack of guys is sinking. You play me like Pac-Man, but I know I can make it in life. I wasn't your wife, because I'm still young with much ahead of me. I'll be okay. Can't you see? You fooled around with my emotions and you held me down and caused commotion. Well, it's over, and I'm over with your games and toys. I went to men, not boys, because you cheated on me, and your actions won't be repeated on me. And I hung up the phone. Wasn't that sad?
And I hung up the phone.
And I hung up the phone. Man, there's been a lot of people getting hung up on tonight, bro.
A lot of people, they've been introducing a dial tone.
Right.
Click hello.
I don't even know if he kept that on track. Like, that was back when it was like the little tape with the plastic on.
Right.
Oh, you had it on the track?
Yeah. That's when I broke up with him, when the joint was plastic, you know. And if it was too hot, it would melt. And you
get that long beat.
Yes. Oh, those days. Oh. But, you know, I'm far beyond right now. Okay, so then I move on in my life. And then I have a bad marriage, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, laying in the bathtub, bruises, 3 kids, scared, down in Georgia. He found me, tried to shoot me in the woods. I was all in the marshy woods and everything. I had mosquito bites. I finally got to the kids. I'm laying in the tub, and then the song came to me because I was done with him.
I feel you. Well,
all right. I'm gonna tell you. I'm
sorry.
You say, "Well, you gonna cut me off? I gotta get up."
I'm not cutting anyone off. But we got this really dynamic piece, and the judges wanted to render their decision on your piece.
Oh.
See, tonight, beloved, tonight is the Get Down Awards show. This is our way of thanking all poets for a fantastic year of spoken word poetry. And you just happen to come in right on time. And you rendered us an exquisite piece of art that the judges happened to take a listen to, and they sealed an envelope and would like to render their decision as to where you fit in with this award show. And let me tell you, we legitimately want to send you a certificate of award.
Absolutely.
What? This is astonishing. And such a wonderful honor to my soul and the universe itself. It's just, it would be a stamp of approval. Thank you, God.
No, thank you.
It would fuel me. Thank you.
By doing what this is, if you would give me just a hot second to try to open this sticky envelope that was handed to me by someone who I will not mention because he's been getting on my nerves since 9 o'clock. So give me a sec.
Well, you can take your time. I'm American. I ain't no Russian. Everybody rushing here and rushing there.
I love that.
Y'all can take that with y'all through the new year. I'm American. I don't know what the country's going to. All these Russians everywhere.
Right.
Well, Miss Delilah Blueness, first, thank you for calling in. And of course,
threw me your way.
Well, I love her for that, and I hope this is not the last time that we hear this voice.
No, I want to be heard. I need to share.
Let's get it. But Delilah Blueness, the judges have rendered you the most creative poet female for the Get Down Awards show of 2022.
What?
Wow.
So, based on the piece that you delivered, that's exactly what they did. So, Miss Delilah, considering I don't have your email, if you would kindly do me a favor.
I'm Delilah Blueness at Gmail. Anyone in the whole world.
There you go.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So you can find me. I'm a G, Gmail. But yeah, I'm Delilah Blueness at Gmail. Easy to find.
We'll send a certificate to you, signed by Van Meadows and myself, J. Rob the Wise Son. DelilahBlueness at gmail.com. Thank you so much for blessing us on the Get Down. Van Meadows, what's the
name,
sir?
Absolutely. I am in agreement.
Thank you, guys.
I am in agreement. The fact that we are friends on Facebook and all that you do for the community, you don't stop, you continue. And you're welcome here anytime you want.
Amen. Always. Thank you. And still pushing. Darn right.
Now you do have the opportunity to deliver an acceptance speech for your award. So now is your time to do that.
Okay. Well, I've never thought of an acceptance speech ever in my life, but I would first of all like to thank God, first of all, because without him, nothing and no doors are possible to be open at any time, and we can't push our own way. And this is just such a beautiful award to accept and to my beautiful friends, and I'm meeting more beautiful souls, and I do accept this beautiful award, and I will never make you guys not proud, and I will make it a strong and honorable award situation and everything.
That's what's up.
I would like to continue to, I know that we cannot have world peace, but my whole vision is to stop world hunger, And that's the whole thing of my whole key, and I'm trying to, and then that's the whole vision. And it's also to have other artists become philanthropists within whatever they do, and something to help in the community. So I'm also like mentoring younger people to do that as well, because it's like it seems like the cycle of Hollywood is not so much for everyone, and it's just some forms of idolatry. It has to get a balance. So in honor of this beautiful poetic award, I just want to just level the playing field and let everyone know that if no one can just jump in this room, and this is billions of people, everyone in this whole world, if none of us can jump off this ground right now and fly, we're none better than the others. So even in me accepting this award, we are all still a part of each other, and we have something to share. And you inspire me, so don't give up. Nobody give up. Everybody keep going. Let's keep moving. Let's keep rocking. Okay, so that's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I like to be hype and stuff. I like to have fun and get crazy. I like to talk about subjects and, in a positive fashion. That's just my vibe.
Well, you definitely fit right on in right here. So we appreciate you, and we thank you. Now, we're going to usher you on down. Ladies, take you back to your seats, because you in your gown, you look amazing, along with the rest of the beautiful.
Thank you, blue, by the way. Long drag on it, and it has water flowing, and the back is out. Oh, gosh, my diamonds, they're dropped. Get them, my tiara, can you straighten it? Oh, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I love it. No,
beloved, we
you
gotta usher you to the Get Down dance floor.
It's time, y'all. Let's turn up.
Absolutely.
We got a couple of people behind
all right,
you.
Y'all.
I wanna
all right,
y'all.
All right.
Congratulations again.
One love, one mic. Thank you. Man, ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady Delilah. Oh, my God. She came through here, Jay, and just took the award, bro. Just, woof. She took it, bro. She just took
it. That part.
But I love it,
that
man.
Part right there,
big
bro.
I love it, though. I love it.
I love the energy.
Oh, man, so Jay.
Talk to me.
Jay.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
She was it, man. She was the last one, bro. She was the last one. I love it. I love it.
Really?
She was the last poet of the evening, man. And she was the last poet until Jess J decided to raise his hand now. Hold on. Let's bring in Jess J.
No.
The other half host.
No.
He done? Forget him? No, I'm not going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Epiphany's own host, the other half host of the Jess J. Gina Storm Show, Jess J. Hello, Jess J. You heard the call, brother, huh? You heard the call?
Man, first of all, the Blog Talk lady is cutthroat ruthless. She threw me up out of here with 2 minutes to go. I said, oh, my God, what's going on here?
And I got back in here.
I managed to get it. It was 2 minutes till 11 o'clock y'all time, 10 o'clock my time. So I got in, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get dropped again. I ain't even pressed one, bro. I apologize. I'm like, man, all these good people going before me.
That's all right, bro. You're here now. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I have been enjoying the show, man. The exchanges y'all been having with everybody, y'all been keeping it live. Y'all been keeping the chop going real good, man.
Don't you good, brother.
We're just trying to do what we're supposed to do when it comes to doing what we do. So thank you for noticing, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, man. The chemistry is obvious, man. The chemistry is obvious. I was getting a little crazy and wacky with the chat, but I'm better now.
Better. You all right? You all right?
I'm better
now. You okay?
My man.
Yeah.
You got out your system, family? Cool.
My man.
It's out. Wait a minute. Let's see. Yeah, I'm good.
Bet to that. And I'm gonna pull it off the van, and Van is gonna do what he does, and he'll do what we do.
Absolutely. Well, just Jay, welcome to the Get Down Poetry Awards show. Tonight, of course, it's open mic, so me and Jay gonna get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Smashingly good show today. I'm doing a prompt that was given by Barbara Tradwick. It was just random words that was posted by people. It was identity, treachery, prolific, resonance, smitten, ecstasy, and fulmination. Her identity was assassinated by treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten by the electricity of ecstasy. She searched for resonance and found a bowl that was full of heroic excellence, and he laced each word with his self-magnificence. How could she fulminate? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? Babble, babble, her creek trickles. She says it's worth her weeks of lament because she knows tonight she will get no gent. She will be driven like a rental. No corners treated gentle, hydroplaning and drifting, trying to keep it down the middle. He's talking to her through the picket, peeking his prolific ballad through the wood knots. He's imagining her singing sweet ballads while he is extracting her savage. With all her neurons are firing, follicles perspiring, her pheromones hang heavy in the air like nostril cane. With an engorged middle vein, he plants his flag and kisses her deep in the cross-faced chicken wing. And we'll see the water that perspires and brings, forget the snow, let it rain, full-throated. Tonight, we bring the pain. Boom.
Yo.
Pretty deep.
Yo. Go ahead, Jay.
Pretty deep. I like that. No. I'm just saying this is pretty deep. I like this. I got some questions, but I like this piece.
Yeah.
I got some questions, but I like this piece. But I'm curious as to what Van thinks. But I got a question.
Well, here's what I think. I think that this piece is laced with all of the goodness that a poem should have. Thought-provoking, deeply intensifying, having you tap on the frontal lobe, measuring the hemisphere of the brain that says, dang, that was really good. In my Just Jay fashion, he and his way of delivering his pieces, so just right. Thank you, my brother, for that piece.
Thank you. That piece is still not done either.
I was waiting.
Well, Van, what I got from this is the kind of piece, like you and I, we've been to different, you know, poetry events and whatnot. And there's some cats that are just extremely entertaining and off the top. And there's some sisters that are just like, wow. And then someone comes up there and they do a piece and you got to just sit back and be like, nah, don't talk to me. Let me hear what this cat talking about. And that's what this piece was for me. This was something to pay attention to. To follow through, and was like, okay, I get where this brother's taking this piece, and it,
yeah.
I really appreciate it for that. So, in that particular vein, that's why I'm like, I dig this for that reason, because you know me, Van. I talk jazz a whole lot. Jazz
right.
is not dance music. Jazz is listening music. Jazz is listening to instrumentation appreciation, and this particular piece is in that same vein. This is poetry appreciation to listen to, nod your head to, and be like, "Now that's pretty heavy. I like that." And
absolutely,
that's what it was. For me. That's what it was.
Right.
I was just handed an envelope. And ladies and gentlemen, please excuse me if you heard my vernacular be changed. But Vinny's been handing me a lot of envelopes, real sticky. Okay. Oh, okay. I'll go with this. Stop smiling at me, Vinny. You don't know this guy. Okay. Check this out, man. Check this out.
What we got, bro? What we got?
For the best thought-provoking male poet.
Ooh.
That is actually going to be going to Just Jay.
My brother.
Oh, wow.
Most provoking male poet.
My brother.
That's dope.
Man. Can you read that back to me again, brother?
The most thought-provoking male poet.
Thank you,
bro.
For
the Get Down Award Show of 2022. That's hot.
Oh, that's hot to death, man. Thank you, sir.
I don't have your email address, so when the opportunity presents itself, if you can send that to me so I can make sure that you get yours tonight along with everyone else's.
Send it
now.
Now,
truly appreciate you.
Just Jay.
Yes, sir.
Brother, this is an opportunity. This moment right here, this moment is the opportunity for you to deliver your acceptance speech, bro. You get to talk to the people about your award, bro.
All right. You know, this has been a great honor. This is something that, you know, ever since I was a kid watching these guys do their thing, and you know, I had a chance to get in here and make an impact, you know, in the moment with my poem about a chick that didn't want to come off of it. This is what I've always been dreaming about, man. I'd like to thank the chick that listened to me, and I went ahead and sweet talked her and by the picket fence. I'd like to thank the raccoons and the possums that watched everything happen right there at the picket fence. It was something to behold. Thank you, guys.
Man, thank you. Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. In any event, thank you, bro, because I truly do appreciate the fact that you took time out of your schedule to bless us with your gifts. And in all sincerity, I tell people on a regular basis, what we do is not easy. Regardless if people like it, are fans of it, or what have you, this ain't easy. Doesn't matter where you happen to be able to share your gift. Opening yourself up to thousands of people, some of who are familiar with you and others who may not be, this is not easy. And when you decide to push one and bless us with your gift, it is a humbling experience for both Van and myself to have talent allow us to bless and to be immersed in their essence that way poetically. So I want to say thank you to that.
Absolutely.
Man, I appreciate that. Y'all was the first ones I started listening to over here on Epiphany, man. This right here is where I cut my teeth at and was seeing the possibility on poetry as far as we can take it. So I appreciate y'all, man.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. Now.
Yes, sir.
My brother, we're going to get you, have the ladies usher you back down to your seat so that you can get back amongst the masses, and may I say, you look rather dapper in your tux tonight, bro.
Thank you,
man. You're really showing the brother
right.
How to step out. My man.
Yes, sir. The shoes were from Payless. It was the last pair they had for men. Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro. Payless, my man. I like shoes from men, too. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way down back to the audience is Just Jay, my good brother, one love, one mic.
Y'all be easy.
Peace, King.
Man, we have, oh, man, uh-oh. Hey, Jay.
Talk.
We might be in a little bit of trouble. I hope he has a short.
Why?
I hope he has a short memory. And he won't remember what happened.
I said we.
I didn't single say you. I said we. You and me are team.
Well, I hang with you. So if I hang with you, then that would be me. So I ain't do nothing. Why are we in trouble?
well, let's just bring in the next poet who happens to be the CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, for real, the poet Douglas. Hey, your boss, how you doing?
Hey, what it do? What it do? What's going on? What's going on?
What's happening, bro? What's happening?
Big brother Libra King, how are you, sir?
What's going on, J-Rob the Wife Scott? How you doing, my brother?
It's all good. It's all good.
You know, hey, peace and clarity to all the dark-skinned people.
Come on now.
Light-skinned people.
Come on now.
Light-skinned people, you need to tone it down. Light-skinned people, tone it down. Happy New Year.
Hey, peace and pan-Africanism,
y'all,
brother.
Y'all
peace and pan-Africanism.
Y'all the one that need clarity. We already got it. LSP stands.
Wow!
Hey, anyway,
get burned by the sun. We are
the
sun.
He set it up. I just walked on through it. I just walked on through it.
Peace of Pan Africa, brother. Don't pay him no mind. Peace of Pan
Africa.
What's up, bro?
Light-skinned people get burned by the sun. We are the sun.
Hey, bro, I'm going to let you know right now. I walk out in the sun all day, every day, bro, and I don't never get burned. Holla.
That's because you got that false amino acid going through your system.
Because
you got false amino acid, bro. They want you to think you like it, but
you
ain't really like it.
He said false amino acid. I'm not talking to you.
He said false, Jay. False.
They want you to believe it, but it ain't really there. So,
look,
y'all been having a good show tonight, man. I've been listening in. I might not be able to spit a piece. I'm in the room with a patient, but I just wanted to put my hand up and give this award to you guys. You know, the greatest host of the year award, the Raw Links host of the year award goes out to you guys, man. Y'all bring people together. Y'all surround us with happiness, man, laughter and love, man, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I wanted to present that to you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
That really means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. That means a lot. You know, I appreciate the award, but I know you only did it because I had a Kanye moment and shouted out your book, your CD. But
yeah,
we're gonna accept the award. So thank you. We appreciate you. You know, you're the best. You're the greatest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey,
y'all doing great.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that, man. But we need your help, bro. We need your help. We need your help.
Yes.
We need you to vote for the Raw Links Golden Mike Award Poet of the Year. So we need you to vote. First Thomas Award ever been given. We got something special planned for this award. We're not going to say what it is, but we need your help on voting on that poet who exemplifies Raw Links and your poetry brand that comes together and brings together the two of them. So I know it's going to take you a moment to think about that. You know, we want to announce it on the next show so we have at least a week so you can, you know, hit J-Rob in the inbox or hit me in the inbox. You know, we're asking everybody to vote. Pick that poet.
I'm going to vote, bro. I'm going to vote. I'm going to be biased, too, when I vote. It's going to be somebody sexy, somebody I got a crush on, sexy, chocolate, ball John. I ain't going to say a name, cause, you know what I mean, because I don't want to start no shit, but.
You know what you
did? Yeah, it ain't
going to
be no
you
dude.
What you did?
What I did?
Do you know what
you
did?
What I did? Who did I decide?
You just set yourself up for all these ladies to post and send you pictures in your inbox because you said you're going to be biased and it has to be sexy. I see what you did there. You're not slick. You are not slick.
Van, let me help. If that's the case, then what they should do is send me the pictures so that I can let them know who they are.
This is no.
I don't want to inundate his, I don't want to, you know, overcrowd his inbox.
No, I will take the full credit of this one, my brother. I will take the full credit of this one right here.
You guys.
I tried.
As I sit here, and my phone is going ding, 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 because I'm getting all the pictures while you two are fussing over them. Cool.
That's a damn shame. You know,
hey,
man,
listen, man. It is great to hear you on the Get Down, brother. You are an amazing individual, an amazing artist, a phenomenal human being. And we here at Epiphany Radio thank you for allowing us to be a part of your vision, a part of your platform, to be able to come in and night out and have shows like this where we can present awards to the community for being who they are and talented and as gifted as they are. So we thank you, bro. And we got something special for you too. Don't worry, but we got something special for you too.
Yeah, y'all always do. Y'all always seem to have something special for me, bro. So I thank you guys. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they said that sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit. They said at the Get Down. Say when you spit that shit, they said go ahead for real. They said spit that shit. So I just grabbed the mic and I threw it, and I said you spit that shit.
This guy here.
My man.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
So we thank you, bro.
For both.
Hey man, I know you sitting in there with the patient, bro, but hey man, you looking rather dapper in your suit too.
Yeah. You see it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, both of us have to kill. Yeah. I heard you earlier too, bro. I heard you in person. I heard both of y'all impersonating somebody early up in the building. I'm glad you said that.
Hey, bro, you breaking up. We can't hear you. I had some static.
Real funny, man. Real funny. I heard a whole bunch of Surreal the Poets up in the studio earlier, along with Clarence Ferguson, suggesting that I sing Beretta's theme song. That was quite funny. That was kind of humorous.
Wow. You heard that, huh?
Don't be the fool if you can't pay the rent. Can you dig it? Yeah. I did hear that. And I heard Ben say, yeah. Yeah. He was saying, yeah. Then J, client chimed in. You know, it was really good, though. It was good. I ain't mad at y'all.
I imitated Sammy Davis Jr.
I think it was like Grand was imitating me. I think if Grand was imitating me and J Rob was imitating Van imitating me, but it was a thing going on. I heard echoes. I was hearing echoes. It's funny, man. Yeah. I thank y'all. It's real funny,
as
man.
As they say in the hood.
You're welcome.
As they say in the hood. Hey, yo, Van, mm-hmm. You got us, man. Let's go. You got us.
Yeah.
You got us, B. Come on out. Ali, oxygen free.
I'm trying to tell you, man, right after New Year's, both of y'all asses are fired. But not until after New Year's.
Not until after New Year's. Appreciate you, bro. But yeah. We'll come back. We're going to keep coming back.
You always do. So, you know, whatever. You know?
Absolutely, bro.
But, man, look, I'm saying, though, man, I just want y'all to know this is the last Get Down of the year, man. And like I said before, man, y'all bring something to the network that that's worth more than gold. You know what I'm saying? You bring love, peace, joy, happiness, man. You make us smile. You make us work. You make the poets work in what they do as poets, you know, as writers. You challenge us. It's a family up in here, man. And y'all just, you know, you just help me charge that what's needed during the week, man, that energy that's out there. It's all positive, man. And y'all buffoonery is just so touching. You know what I'm saying? To that laughter that you bring forth within all of us, man. You know, I love both of you guys.
Appreciate,
man. You're great hosts.
You,
not only that, you're great people. You're great people, man. And both of y'all make me sick. I touch that too.
Truly appreciate you.
We appreciate you, brother. Amen. Well, listen, I'm going to have you walk through the aisles on your way back to your patient's room, man. You got to strut. You got to show off the tux. You can't sit and mingle because you're on duty, but you got to walk through the aisles, man. Let everybody see how you're doing tonight. So go ahead, walk
over. Hey, I'm going to walk through that, bro.
Hey,
man, the butt part of my pants is cut out, though, and I'm going to strut that thing.
How did I know you were going to say that?
I'm not talking to him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's also a third hole where my nuts are hanging out. I just said that for the ladies. Ladies, hit my inbox up. You know what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, strutting through the crowds with the butt out in the third hole. For real, the poet Douglas. What love, what my girl.
What love, what my baby.
Hey, Jay, that's your man's. That's your man's. Oh, man. Whew, man. Sorry, Jay. Did I
it's all
you
good.
By accident?
Yes,
man, I was laughing so hard. My bad, bro. Oh, man.
I'll wait for you to finish. But then, I have a request.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Since this is the last get down of 2022.
Yeah.
And we got some time on our hands.
Yeah.
Can I interest you, Van Meadows, in one final piece for 2022?
Hey, man, listen. I'm a fan of yours, bro. I'd love to hear it.
No, I want to hear something from you. One final Van Meadows piece for 2022, because 2022 will never come again in our lifetime. December 29th. 2022, last get down. Can I please get a Van Meadow piece for the final time for this year? And send us off right. And I'll do the same right after you.
Man. Okay. All right. Okay. The steel laced to my skeleton, pulling under the waves of life that I struggle to fight like I'm riding a peloton. Yet the silence is deafening. The pain of solitude is threatening me to dive deeper into an ocean I can no longer swim in. But where do I begin? Pulling myself up to the surface when there's no hand there to help me with my race, only footprints in the sand on the shore. Never leaving me alone, yet I'm asking for more as I search for the kind of love I deserve. But broken bones heal, and I'm in reserve. Because there are internal scars unseen by the naked eye until the autopsy after I die. But as of right now, my healing factor kicks in overdrive as I don my tights. Encouraging myself not to be a detractor because there's someone else that needs saving, even though I'm craving, but just wants to be held captive away from solidarity. While I focus to gain clarity on why life keeps abusing me so viciously and relentlessly, each time my blades retracts, before I cut you, I cut me, except I don't react. Instead, I marvel at the way you bleed externally while I bleed internally, hoping one day the bounty hunter on my back remembers I'm the best at what I do, and what I do is a retaliatory attack. So when I bend the rules, I leave it up to you to choose which blade you'd like to be cut with, ink or metal with truth from the mind of Poetic.
Wow. Which blade you want to be cut with. So I wasn't expecting Wolverine. I should have known better, but I wasn't expecting Wolverine. I should have known better. I wasn't expecting Wolverine. Awesome.
Thank you,
brother. Awesome.
Appreciate you.
Freaking awesome. I was not expecting Wolverine. And I'm listening, and I'm like, costume? When you said Blaze, my ears went up, but then you went on, and I was like, yeah, he a poetic Wolverine. And you confirmed it with that, so you got a choice. Like Bruce Willis with the head of gut, you got a choice, pen or blade. You
yeah.
better choose the pen. You blade
better choose it.
Absolutely outstanding.
Appreciate it, bro.
Absolutely.
Why, son?
Sorry.
Last get down
yes,
of 2022. Get on down.
Recently, I was asked, did I think I was good at this poetry thing, this spoken word thing, while the person held a 26-ounce bag of chopped-up alphabets that I needed to cop. So I paused. Thought about my words carefully because I needed those alphabets desperately. And before I snatched it out of hand, I explained that what I do with this bag is the same thing Dr. Fate does with pixie dust before spells are cast. I conjure up images long forgotten that aren't suppressed but are on the forbidden book list. I use razor sharp pencils and pens to chop up these alphabets into a powder mist that I will snort or liquefy and insert them into my brain by any means necessary because I can't admit that I'm an addict to this poetry shit and it will go into a poetic nod unlike anything y'all have ever seen. And with what's left, I will put some in a glass and I will inhale a visceral verbal assault in visual form just to show you what it does and how potent this shit really can be. And with the scraps, I will put the scraps on the tip of my tongue, in between my teeth, and I will whisper wisdom into the eardrums of lost lovers. Of all things that make heartbeat palpitations possible to the point of no return. And as you, the listener, fades into a purple haze of finger snap appreciation and applause, I may be a lot of things when it comes to this poetry thing, but those letters, with those letters I give hope. I'm habit forming. And even with all that, what I am when it comes to this poetry shit, I'm dope. Now give me my damn bag. I got to go get high and write some fly shit. Peace. J. Rob the Wise Son in a deeper shade of soul.
Yo. Go ahead, get high then, player. Get the bag. Get high then. Don't forget your pencils and your erasers, bruh. Hey, I dig this piece.
Thank you, bro. I truly appreciate you. And I truly appreciate everyone who's listened to us over the course of the year. And this van is a labor of love. Bro, you're an incredible cat. I'm levels beyond blessed to be able to do this with you week in and week out, man. Salute.
Salute to you, too,
Ronald.
Hey, man, first and foremost, for the last get down of 2022, I'm humbled that you guys decided to come out and hang out with us. And do this award show, accept your awards. Your acceptance speeches were amazing. Your outfits were stunning. Ladies, you were beautiful. And to my brother, this awesome individual that I get to share the airways with every Thursday, of course, as long as neither one of us is sick. Bro, thank you, man. Thank you for reviving my pen. Because when we come up with shows like this and we hear some amazing poetry and we go into creative mode, y'all have no idea the stuff that comes out when this man pushes my pen. And last night is an example of that when we were just talking and we just started writing on the spot. So, my brother,
yeah.
I love you. And I can't wait to see what 2023 brings us, bro, because I'm looking forward to it. To
indeed.
The poets, the callers, the listeners, those of you that got the awards tonight, you know, we made a few jokes about the we had an award that we were going to give away, but we didn't give it away. It was the Epiphany Radio Don't Press One Award. there were several candidates in the running. I mean, we definitely have a winner, but you know, it's just little things like that, man. Y'all have no idea how y'all inspire us, you know. And without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. Without you, we could not do this. I look forward to my Thursday nights. I look forward to hanging out in the Get Down. I look forward to hearing some amazing poetry. I look forward to hearing how you guys are inspiring or being inspired, and then in turn you inspire us. I'm so excited about what the next year is going to bring us. We've had some tragic losses in the community. And we're going to continue to celebrate them because we have to go on. We have to continue writing. You know why? That is what they would want us to do. They would not want you to silence your gift because they were amazing gifts as well. So you continue to honor their life by writing, scribing. There's a lot of things for us to write to. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith, Eric, and Kimbrella Renee, as we celebrate the life here at Epiphany Radio of Sister Taraji, Trisha Stansberry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night is New Year's Eve. It would have been the Jess J and Gina Storm show, but it's New Year's Eve. Y'all going to be somewhere partying at 9 o'clock. We know that. Sunday night would usually be the Inspiration Factory. It's New Year's Day. If Divine Inspiration would like to do a show, he will let you know. But Monday night, it's King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, The Hidden with your host, Mojave, Mr. Tuesday Night. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. And then next Thursday, y'all, next Thursday, the first Get Down of 2023. I don't know about you, but that has me super excited. Please remember.
Me too.
Absolutely, bro. Please remember to get J-Rob your email so we can make sure you get your certificate. Make sure you vote for the Raw Links Golden Mic Award, the People's Choice Award, y'all. We would like to announce that on the next show. Please vote. Let us know. And the poet that receives the most votes will be the Raw Links Golden Mic Poetry Award winner by the People's Choice. I'm excited. I can't wait to see who that's going to be. Congratulations again to all of the winners. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congratulations to all of the winners tonight. AJ, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
For winning the Epiphany Award for the Best Host of the Year from the CEO.
Actually,
congratulations,
Van. Congratulations.
Congratulations
to you, Van. Congratulations to you for winning Best Host on Epiphany Radio for the Get Down. Congratulations to you. And congratulations to the Get Down for having you. And congratulations also to Larry Maddox for this creation called the Epiphany Radio Universe.
Absolutely.
And I congratulate every single person that makes the Epiphany Radio Universe what it is. Because without y'all, this don't happen.
It does
and
not
to the
happen.
Listeners that bless us on a weekly basis.
Indeed.
Thank you all, and congratulations for being who you are.
Yes, yes. Now, in the words of Russell Simmons, thank y'all for coming out. Good night. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off. Looking forward to 2023. Great things is on the horizon. One mic, one love. Peace.
One love, one mic. Peace, y'all.